PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your Sunday program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. I have to announce today, at the beginning of the show, we're here, but we're not here again. Yes, in the last 3 months, you've heard me utter that phrase a number of times. First, it was for Christmas and New Year's, and then it was for Chinese New Year's, and now we're actually into another holiday. As of the recording of this program, the 24th of February, early in the morning of the 24th of February, because the 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th are a national holiday. It is known as the 228 holiday, which I will tell you a little bit more about later on in the program. So, yes, I mean, it's like this perpetual holiday that we've been living in. And it's funny because last year, even though we have these three holidays, usually, of course, Christmas and New Year's don't really change. Chinese New Year's, however, does change every year. Sometimes it's earlier, sometimes it's later. And, of course, the 228 holiday as well also doesn't change. So it is kind of funny. I mean, a lot of people here in Taiwan, at least, they always say their favorite time of the year is December, January, February, and sometimes the beginning of March. And of course, it's no wonder you work for a few weeks and then you go on holiday again. So yes, that's what we're up to right now. Anyway, let's begin with our first piece of music today. And this is a group I think that we haven't played in a very, very long time. I was just checking from past programs, and I think we last played something from them in 2010 or 2011. So about 6 or 7 years ago. The group is called Evoca, and this is from their CD called Space Lullabies, which is their second CD that they actually released. And it's a modern sort of, I can't even describe it. Anyway, here they are, Evoca with Aurora's Flight. And Aurora as in Aurora, Aurora, if you figure out what I mean.
Hey, 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 hey
Aurora's Flight, Evoca, beginning today's edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, I was mentioning, of course, at the beginning of the program, we're now into another holiday. Now, this holiday, known as the February 28th Massacre, well, that should say it all. It's not exactly a happy holiday like Christmas, New Year's, or Chinese New Year's. This is one that is of a very serious incident that took place in Taiwan on the 28th of February, way back in 1947. And it is estimated that thousands of civilians were killed on that date over the next the couple of months that followed. It's estimated that around 50,000 people were killed by the government at the time. Now, what it all stems from is it has to do with following Japan's surrender of Taiwan in 1945, which also ended 50 years of Japanese colonial rule, the Kuomintang authorities had actually just seized private property in Taiwan. Now, this is actually before the communists and the nationalists split China and the Republic of China and the People's Republic of China. It had to do with a cigarette seller who was selling cigarettes and corruption and wanting kickbacks. Anyway, there was an uprising which was put down by the military or the ROC, and that's when, of course, Taiwan went under martial law. And it was a subject, of course, that was, for years, never even mentioned, never even commemorated at all. It wasn't until 1995 when Taiwan President Lee Teng-hui addressed the subject publicly for the first time. And they also designed a peace memorial, the 228 Peace Memorial, which is located near an area called Ximending. And it's to remember the victims of that period. There's also a new park that is open up called the Taipei New Park, which is also near the 228 Memorial Park. And there was an exhibition that took place there during that period. I mean, there's actually a lot to go through in it. And of course, I don't want to get into the details of quite gory and everything, but if you go on Google and do a search for the 228 incident, that's all you need to put is 228 incident, you'll find all the information on it. What is interesting, though, is the museum that was set up for the 228 incident was actually Taiwan's first radio station. It was the radio station that was set up during the Japanese period in Taiwan. And even for a while, for a short time after 1949, the Voice of Free China, which now, of course, is known as Radio Taiwan International, were actually broadcasting from there. Of course, they've moved since then. But I'm sure if you go on Google, you'll find... if you go on Google and just do a search on the internet, all the information is there. It is an interesting part of history here, because, like I said, they didn't talk about it for decades. But now it's something that is remembered annually. And people do talk about it. Now, what's funny is a lot of people don't realize this, but Taiwan is relatively a new democracy because it was under martial law until the mid to late 1980s. And then we had the first presidential elections in the 1990s. And it was a complete peaceful transition. We have seen many countries before going through a transition from a dictatorship to a democratic system, which has been very difficult. Taiwan, on the other hand, was a very, very smooth transition. There was no deaths during the transition at all. It was just, okay, martial law's over. We're having our first presidential elections. We're getting rid of this, that, and the other. And that was it. That's how smooth the whole transition was. And it really started transforming just around the time that communism in Eastern Europe was going away. So, yeah. But anyway, all the information is there on the internet to read yourself. There are some special programs that we have done in the past here at PCJ looking at it. And we're going to rebroadcast those programs. Actually, we are rebroadcasting those programs over the next couple of days on our regular schedule programs to the Pacific. So if you're in that area, do tune in. And some of our partner stations have also received the special documentary series as well. Anyway, time for more music. Let's get out of this sort of depressing talk about death and massacres with actually a song that will hopefully make you feel a little bit better. The House Martins and Bow Down. The House Martins and Bow Down from their debut album from 1987, The People Who Grin Themselves to Death, which is also the title track, an album that I first heard listening to John Peel on the BBC World Service. And there is a choir in there. It's the St. Wilfrid School Choir that provided the vocals on that track, as well as some other members of that school. We have a few listeners who have asked me, they're all based in the same country, in the US, and have all said that I haven't said anything about a certain person on this show. Who is the certain person? Well, I don't want to mention any names. I don't want to mention their position, but the only thing I will say, and I think you'll get who I'm talking about, they were sworn in as a president. And they said, Keith, you haven't said anything about our president. And the only thing I will tell you is I'm not going to say anything. You know why? What is the point? There's absolutely no point at all. I mean, everything that has been said, everything that will be said has been said. And everything that has been said is just being said over and over again. So, no. I refuse categorically not to respond or not to say anything at all about President. Mm-hmm. The only thing I will say is, okay, that's it. That's it. That's all. Let's move on now to something else. This week, we were informed that we might have a water problem in the section of Taipei that we're located because of the reserve, the main reserve that does provide water to New Taipei and Taipei City, got extremely low. And it's actually not surprising because we have been having beautiful weather over the last 2 months. A lot less rain than we normally get at this time of year. And of course, I'm not going to complain about it. And every so often, actually, that does happen. I think it's sort of like every 5 or 6 years, we get a very mild winter with beautiful blue skies and warm temperatures of like 25, 28. But of course, it isn't good for the water supply to the city. So the government officials, department that looks after the reservoirs, decided to meet on Tuesday. It was decided they're going to cloud seed. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in the place where they cloud seed. Essentially, it's making like little explosions in the clouds or something like that, and then it forces it to rain. It's very unusual because it's an unusual rain. It's not. It doesn't seem like a normal rain, if you know what I mean. So they were cloud seeding earlier on in the week, and it was just very strange. I mean, even if you ever experience it, that's the only thing I can say is you just have to experience it because it is just very strange. Anyway, enough rain came from the cloud seeds that now we're okay. But then they didn't foresee another problem, which is typical of most government officials. They cause flooding in some areas. And of course, everybody's making fun of them now. They said, oh, we're going to cloud seed because there isn't enough water. And then in the mountain areas, oh, now we have a problem that we've caused some flooding. So now they're trying to fix that problem. I mean, the funny thing is, of course, that exists everywhere. You know, especially when you have two departments or two groups of people that are not communicating with each other because the land and resources weren't communicating with the weather. I mean, it's completely silly, you know. Time for music again. Blondie and the Tide is High. Blondie and the Tide is High, and I really had no idea of the connection until I first heard the song, and I went, oh yeah, we're talking about flooding, and we're playing The Tide is High. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Easter is just around the corner, and before you even start asking the question, is that a big holiday in Taiwan? No, it isn't. Nobody even really pays attention to Easter. But we are going to be presenting something for that program. Those who have listened to Happy Station may be familiar with the Easter egg hunts that were done on the original programs. And we are going to bring one of those Easter egg hunts for you on Easter. And I believe that this year Easter actually falls on a Sunday. But of course, some of you that listen to this program on other days of the week, but we are going to be bringing that to you. So hopefully you can tune in for that. We had somebody that recently wrote us, Bill Garden. I never promise you a rose garden. Garden of Love, Garden of Eden. Yes, he probably heard them all at some point. But he was commenting on a CD that, a piece of music that we played a while ago by the Pipes and Drums of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards. And he was asking if we can play another selection from that CD. So let's do that right now. It's called The Castle Walls.
Thank you.
pipes and drums of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards with the castle walls. We're now going to go into the Radio Nederland archives. And this is something with Tom Meyer, but Tom Meyer before Happy Station, I believe. It's him doing a report. So let's listen to it now.
Radio Nederland presents... Holland in art and music, and here to introduce the program right opposite me is Anje Benders.
Last week we saw the world premiere of a piece by the Spanish writer Fernando Arrabal, and here is a statement he made.
Il n'y a pas de doute que la lutte qu'il y a en Espagne, particulièrement entre la liberté et l'intolérance, me choque très, très vivement, et il n'y a pas de doute que... que dans tous mes personnages, il y a ce combat entre les forces de la police, de la réaction, et les forces de la création et de l'imagination. J'ai toujours refusé d'appartenir à un parti politique, de faire un théâtre dit politique, mais il n'y a pas de doute que dans mon théâtre, il y a des résonances très claires, des grands problèmes qui m'a posé la politique à moi-même.
Tom Meyer, a colleague of ours, went to see this premiere. Tom, would you think that this statement he made is the theme of the play?
Well, that's the explanation he gives. He just said that although he doesn't take any political standpoint, of course the battle between, let's say, the state and especially the police state that Spain is, according to him, and the urge for freedom in Spain is something that has influenced him in his writing, and that all the characters in his play are based on this theme. Well, if the author himself gives this explanation, you're bound, of course, to believe this.
Well, I don't think you always are, you know. They don't always... Well, it is a work of art, and you don't always know yourself what you've done.
It doesn't... It may not agree with the impression that the spectators get from this play. I myself, to begin with, I was very enthusiastic about it. I think it was one of the best plays I've seen
what
in years.
What is it called?
Well, it's called in Dutch Tuin der Lusten, which literally translated would mean Garden of Lust.
Why is it called that, do you think?
Well, there is a painting by Jeroen Bos, Hieronymus Bos.
That's a Dutch painter, isn't it?
It's a Dutch painter from the 17th or 16th century.
Ago,
anyway, this painting is to be seen in the Prado in Madrid. It's a beautiful painting. And, well, Garden of Lust is the name of that painting, and apparently he used
got his inspiration
this theme
from that, I see.
Also.
Hmm.
The play was put on by Studio, which is a theater company which has the name to be the most progressive in Holland.
I think they are, yes.
They are, and they've done marvelous work. I must say that in the past few years, I couldn't really get too wild about what they were doing, and this was... well, just absolutely fantastic. For the first time in years, they've had a play with real roles, with parts for the actors. There were four people involved in the play. Although their characters weren't very, let's say, stable.
Hmm.
One moment they would be in one mood and the other moment in another mood, which...
Were they real-life people?
Yes. Well, especially the star role, the role of the actress more or less saying goodbye to her life and... reviving parts of her life, looking into the future. That was a very well-written part. Then there is the character of the animal, well, part animal, part human being.
Do you think he represents something, or is it just this sort of man?
Well, that's what I was getting to. This animal kind of being lives in a cage and occasionally comes out. And she does have communication with this being. When I saw the play, I thought this was part of her life that she didn't want to accept. In the end, she crawls into the cage with him, and they disappear. So
you would say then she does accept it?
Right. Uh-huh. I thought this was the point where she accepted part of her life, or maybe even where she accepted the man in her life. Because previously, in the beginning of the play, there is a woman where she is sort of tied up with...
Hmm.
And so you're not quite clear whether this is just a kind of a childhood friendship or whether it's really
Something bigger than a person.
Yeah. Now, when Fernando Arrabal came to Amsterdam, he said that the cage represented Spain and the church.
Yes.
And so when they get into the cage together, in the end, this means that they sort of accept Spain and accept the dominating position of the church.
The dictatorship of the institute, I see.
Of course, if Arrabal says this himself, well, that's his interpretation. But I think that every spectator has the freedom and the right to see it in a different way.
An early report by Tom Meyer from the, I think, pre-Radio Happy Station days. We are going to be bringing you our continuing series from the Radio Netherlands Archives very soon. We're working on the next group of programs, and I will try to give you the details on all of those as soon as we have them available. These ones should be a lot of fun as well. Some material that has not been heard since it first went on. Now, as you know, each of the programs that we have been doing have been focused on a certain subject. There was Edward Start's documentaries, music programs, dramas. And the next series is also going to be focused on some interesting programs as well. So stay tuned for that. Okay, time now for music. And this is actually something that I want to request for a listener of ours who I just heard from a long after not receiving an email from them for a very long time, our good friend Manolo de la Rosa at Radio Habana Cuba. And this is for you, the Cubop City Big Band, from a CD called A Tribute to Arsenio Rodriguez, with Arsenio's Melody.
Los cueros yo toco y toco para hacer.
the Cubop City Big Band going out to our good friend Manolo de la Rosa. And I finally got an email reply from him after replying, sending an email a few months ago. But he had a communications problem, so he wasn't able to write back. So anyway, nice to get a reply. And I know that you're probably listening right now at this very moment. I will be calling you next week or the week after. All right. I'm going to leave you right now. Now, as I said at the beginning of the show, it's been recorded very early on a Friday morning, very early indeed, and that's because I have a flight to catch in about 4 hours from now, and I still have to organize myself, i.e. pack, which I haven't done yet. So we're going to leave you today with Marvin Gaye, and When Did You Stop Loving Me? When Did I Stop Loving You? So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
You know, when you say your marriage vows, they're supposed to be for real. I mean, if you think back about what you really said, you know, about honoring, loving, and obeying until death do us part, no? But it shouldn't be that way, it shouldn't be lies, because though it turns out to be lies, if you don't honor what you said, you've lied to God. The words should be changed.
Now as I recall, we tried a million times, again. Try a new way.
Thank you. enjoy my champagne. I'd rather remember all the fun we had. All I ever really wanted was to love you and treat you right. All we did was fuss and fight. It don't matter, baby. Take a lesson, hey, come on, come on, come on. I never thought I'd see the day when you put me through what you put me through. You try your best, you say I gave you no rest.